Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless your name today, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Welcome, Radio Land, to the victory service today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let the church say amen. Hallelujah. Say amen again. Hallelujah. It's a happy day. Did you wake up this morning? Come on now. It's a happy day. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be God. Baruch Shemadonai. Hallelujah. You've joined the Sunday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for all of you that are tuned in radio land, those that are here now, those that are on the way. We thank God for all of you. We thank God for those who have decided to join us in telling at least one person every day that God loves them and you love them too. Hallelujah. It's not rocket science. It's not hard to do. Just tell one person every day, just one person a day, that God loves them and you love them too. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's going to bless somebody's life. Because I tell you right now, somebody is sitting in that home right now. Amen. Thinking that nobody loves them. Amen. They even sit there thinking that God doesn't love them, but I've got news for you. Not only does God love them, but I love them too. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Minister Jerry Cleveland is in the house. Are you here? Well, there's another JC in the house. Watch out now. Hallelujah. Who? JC. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're kicking in for Christ.
Who?
Who? JC is in the house. Shock out of the bull, shock out of the bull. Hallelujah. Who's in the house?
Jesus Christ is in the house.
Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let the church say amen. Hallelujah. Let the church say amen again. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Jesus is in the house. He in the house today, y'all. Come on now. Hallelujah. Thank you. Is he in your house? Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Join the Sunday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are made whole by God. This is your host, Bishop E.T. Byrd, along with Pastor Peter.
Hallelujah.
And, you know, our on fire, hallelujah. Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ministry gift today is Pastor Jason Goldsboro. Hallelujah. Let the church say amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
See, we got a thing at this church
hallelujah.
That when people say praise the Lord, we want to make sure they talking about the same Lord we thinking about. Yes. Is that right? Because some folks call Buddha their Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Some call Confucius their Lord. Some call Muhammad and all the other folks their Lord. But you know what? you building something. You put something together. You want to hit the nail on the head. Is that right?
Amen.
Oh, somebody know what
Amen.
I'm talking about. So I may not agree with you if you call the devil your Lord. But did you say praise the Lord? I can co-sign that.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So when I say praise the Lord.
Jesus.
All right. Glory to God. Come here, sis. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, hallelujah. It's good. Because, see, you can get a reward when you say Jesus is Lord. Now, you know, I might not be standing there, but the angels of the Lord. When you say that, they come to attention. Shout out of the book. Ooh, let me stop here. Hallelujah. Because I'm going to get carried off. I'm just going to mess up here. But anyway, I thank God for Pastor Peaches. At this time, Pastor Peaches, will you give the housekeeping suggestions on this afternoon?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. It's another Sunday. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The month of June is reviewed. Hallelujah. In the month of July, we'll be starting our certificate course. You can register for that. The six-week course, you can register for $20 if you like. You can call 410-444-5152 after the broadcast. And if you don't have the money up front, you can pay $5 a week. You understand a little bit more, though. But and you must be present every week. It's going to be virtual, but you must be present. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you will receive a certificate at the end of this course.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Remember, the second Friday of the month is Men's and Women's Fellowship. And we have discussions around the table, and we talk about the Word of God. Hallelujah. Never know what we want to discuss. It will be blessed, and it will be around the Word. Hallelujah. Don't forget to visit our ministry's website. Go to rymmi.org and look at the vision of the ministry. We also now have a GoFundMe page. And we are believing God for a building. We believe God for a facility so that we can teach the Word of God. We can have a child care center. We can have a banquet room. Hallelujah. We can just minister to the people of God for God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There are other things that we are believing God for. And it's going to take finances. But God told us to believe for it. Hallelujah. That's what we are doing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for everyone that's able to bring pennies when you come to service, because we have a jar and it says pennies for Uganda, because we are assisting Dr. Helene Russell in building that hospital in Uganda, and where she will be going in a couple of weeks that she hasn't already taken off. But we are believing God, and there's things that she's believing God for, like the Braille writer for the blind school that's over there. And there things over there and costs are so astronomical. But if we are able to bless her, she may be able to purchase the things here and then go over there instead of purchasing them after they get over there. And we just believe God. We just praising God for all that he has allowed the ministry to do and to be a part of. Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah.
Corner, Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah.
Okay, you can strut now.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Okay.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you,
Jesus. I need to share this with you.
Yeah.
Some of you say, what in the world are you doing birthday corner now? See, we're celebrating Jesus.
Amen.
Because, see, your birthday is a celebration of the blessings of the Lord in your life. Whether you knew it or not, you bet in 1,000. Because he done brought you through. If you have a birthday in this month, if you know somebody has a birthday in this month, God has blessed them. They're batting 1,000.
Amen.
Ted Williams is the last major league baseball player that batted 400. 400 is just getting a hit 4 times out of 10 times at the plate. You at the plate every day.
Hallelujah.
For a whole year. And you still standing. You still hitting. You batting 1,000. That's why we celebrate Christ. We celebrate your birthday.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And every day on this side of the dirt, hallelujah,
it's a good day, hallelujah.
Amen.
It's a blessing, hallelujah. And if you have a birthday in the month of June,
hallelujah, I want you to stand up.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Bless the name of the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah. You know anybody to have the birthday in June and they're not here. Just thank God for them, because God has brought them through.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
So many didn't reach the age of 59. With the goose for 55.
Oh my goodness.
Father said for 26. See, God has a victory in your life.
What is
yes.
Oh, okay. God bless you. Yeah. Hallelujah. God bless you. Yes, yeah, yes, you. Okay.
My daughter's
birthday on the same day. Wow. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Let's give a hand to all the birthday people and their relatives. Hallelujah.
Hey,
thanks,
yeah.
The Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, we thank God for that. And now, one other thing we do. Oh, we just have to hear the rest of this. Family requires love that does not require blood.
Hallelujah.
And then you can pray for your enemies too, because the Bible says, do good to them that despitefully use you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So let me clean this up, and we're going to be right there. Just start thinking about, take a minute, 30 seconds, to think about whose name you want to put up in the atmosphere of blessing. You know somebody that really needs a breakthrough. You know somebody that got some joints in their lives. And they need those joints slain like David slew Goliath. Come on now. Pastor Peach's bird. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Deacon AJ.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Minister Jerry Cleveland. Harry Warsaw. Hallelujah. And Thomas.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Julie Warren. Julie. Anna. Ava. Kitty. Little Kitty.
Hallelujah.
Big Kitty, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Stephanie, little Stephanie, hallelujah. Desiree, Dominique, hallelujah. Glory to God. Monica, Julius, and Victor, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Minister Linda and Sterling and Reggie and Barry and David and Scooter and Alan and Donya and Tiffany and Bianca.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Dominique and another Dominique and another Dominique and still another Dominique. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Tiny. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Tavon, another Tavon, another Tavon, still another Tavon. And Earl, and another Earl, and still another Earl, and another Earl, and another Earl. Hallelujah. Joyce Deuce, and another Tavon, and Maurice. Hallelujah. Apostle Margie Mercer. Hallelujah. Apostle Dustin Harper. Hallelujah. Glory to God. First Lady Sharon Harper. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Apostle Dwight Smith. First Lady Linda Smith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor Maxine Lee. Pastor Theodis Lee. Joan and Lil. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor, hallelujah. Glory to God. Louis Wright. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor Viola Wright. Hallelujah. Talitha and Joseph. And hallelujah. And Spencer Johnson. Lorena Johnson. Hallelujah. And James Jr. Jaleek Janine Durrell. Hallelujah. Pastor Jason Roseberry. Charlene Roseberry. Hallelujah. The saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The family. Hallelujah. The church family, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bishop Carl Pierce. Bishop Ross Pierce. Bishop Mundo Saunders, J.R., hallelujah. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Bless your name. Pastor Don Street, hallelujah. First Lady, hallelujah, glory to God. Pastor Tom Quinn, hallelujah. First Lady Robin Quinn, hallelujah. Angela Jennings Hill, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Rosetta Carey, Elder QB Stevenson, Dominique, hallelujah, and Justin, hallelujah. Rakim, hallelujah, hallelujah. Freddie Douglas, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Angela Rule. Hallelujah. Denise Rule. Yes, hallelujah. Sarah Bright. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, yes.
Lord, the signs and wonders and miracles follow in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's praise the Lord just for a little bit up in here. Hallelujah. Let's praise the Lord up in here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I see it with the eyes of my faith. Miracles happening all over the place right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah.
I need to ask you a question. Hallelujah. For y'all that don't know, Pastor Peaches is the answer person. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If she had a dollar for every time I asked her a question, I tell you, she could get a flight, book a flight to Florida. And stay for 4 weeks. Hallelujah. That's right. That's right. But you got the answer, Pastor Peter.
Hallelujah. So long, you
ask
the right question.
What time is it?
Holy Communion time.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
See, it's the meal that heals.
Amen. Amen.
It's the meal that gives life. It preserves life. It provides life.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
It's the confirmation meal of the completed work of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
It's a confirmation meal that we are children of the Most High King.
Hallelujah.
It's a confirmation meal.
Hallelujah.
That we are recipients of the
blessing.
Of Almighty God. It's a confirmation meal that we are recipients of the Abrahamic covenant blessing.
Hallelujah.
And so surprise to everyone in this place, some of the people in this place. It is a confirmation meal that we are the Ark of the Covenant post-cross. For the manifested blessings of the Lord, the manifested presence of the Lord, the manifested essence of the Lord is in us. Jesus is in us, the hope of glory. We are the tabernacle of the Holy Spirit. We are holy ground. Close cross. Moses went up into the mountain and he looked and saw this strange sight.
Lord.
And he said, let me go see what's going on here. Because there's a fire burning in the bush, but ain't nothing happening to the bush. So he went and he heard a voice come out of the bush that said, take off your shoes. For the ground you standing on is holy ground, because Almighty God is here.
Amen.
This meal is a confirmation meal that you're not standing on holy ground. You are holy ground. That's the word of the word of the Lord. As long as the people don't mess with her. Touch not my anointing and do my prophets no wrong. You are anointed of God.
Amen.
The presence of Almighty God is in you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. The short quote of the Lord. You need to act like you know who you are. Whose you are and what you are. 1 Corinthians,
thank you, God.
Chapter 11, verses 23 to 30, says, examine yourselves. In that text, it says, examine yourselves. And we do just that. And ever since we were a little child, every time somebody talks about Holy Communion, we started looking at what did I do, what did I do. And we just said, okay, Lord. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus, I repent of everything I said I've done or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive me of every sin of omission and commission, as I forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to me, whether real or imagined. I thank you, Lord, that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I forgive myself. I hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Yes, sir. Shukuna da 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 da. So again, the word of the Lord says in this text today, now you got to visualize the text. It says, look here, examine yourselves. And really what it wanted you to do is for you to understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for you. So we understand, be fully aware of what the body and blood has done for us. And this life is an open book text. And the book is the word of God. The word of God helps us. In Isaiah 53:5 says you were wounded for our transgressions. Yeah. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24b says, with your stripes we were healed. Hebrews, hallelujah, 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Hallelujah, glory to God. Revelation 1:5 says you washed out sins with your own blood, Lord. Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14, Matthew 26:28 says we have redemption through your blood, and through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. Now the word of the Lord says, Shakarita the Bodhi, that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves before this court, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Shem Adonai, bless be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully deserve the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalm 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Numbers 23:19b says, hallelujah. God, you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you spoke out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Hallelujah. And Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. And now I need to get my electronic helper.
Hallelujah.
Hey, Siri.
Hallelujah.
Play communion melody. Hey Siri.
Yes.
Play communion melody.
Here's communion
medley. Hallelujah. On the same night. Before I go there, thank you, Holy Ghost. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. Yes. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for it. We ask that you would bless it, anoint it, and sanctify the elements in Jesus' name. Yes. On the same night, in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed. Show code of the Bushata. He took the bread. Shakara the Bushata. Glory to God. And when he had given thanks to me, thank you again, Lord. He declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that your word says in Ephesians 4:18 and Isaiah 61:1-3 that you want to heal us everywhere we go. So we thank you, Lord, for healing us every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. Thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body. Thank you, Jesus. The alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. Somebody ought to be saying thank you.
Thank you, Lord,
for healing from inside out, outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural. Create a miracle all over the world right now, here in our Jerusalem, but in all of those parts of the world right now. Cancer being dissolved, tumors disappearing, shut out of another woman in your world, shut out. High blood pressure coming to normal, diabetes disappearing, new pancreas. Hallelujah. New livers, new gallbladders, shut out of another world. New kidneys, hallelujah. Your word says, in Matthew 15:26, hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1 John 3:1-2. Hallelujah. And 1 John 1:12-13. And Galatians 3:26. And in Psalm 100, we are your children. Shakaradabusha. And the sheep of your pasture, and healing in the bread of your children. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for your healing bread today. Somebody ought to be saying thank you. Oh, you're the most tough cut out of the world. Oh, my tough cut. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for healing right now, Lord. Oh, my tough cut out of the world. And on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the cup also, and when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He said, this is the New Testament in my blood. This is my new promises. This is my new inheritance. And I wrote it in my blood. Let's drink together. We thank you, Christ. We thank you, Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus 12:13-23. Exodus 15:26. Deuteronomy 7:15. God, you said, Shakur. God, you said, in your word, in Isaiah 43:26, you said, bring me into remembrance to the Akim. Give me justified. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Shout out. God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt of the world shall overtake you. When I see the blood, oh, thank you for the blood of today.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you for the blood. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you for your blood.
We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Lord Jesus Christ, come as our past, present, and future sins. Have the steps of his face, our forefathers and faith. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us when we sleep. When we travel in vehicles throughout the land, when we work to pray, walk and talk, worship and praise, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, hallelujah, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing in Jesus' name. Fire, 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 fire. Fire! In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus covers all. We thank you, Lord, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes the tie, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Decimates. Other destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bed to my heart was God of glory to his name. Singing glory to his name. Blessed the name. Glory to his name. Blessed the name. Bed to my heart was the blood of Christ. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And Father God, because of who we are, because of whose we are, and because of what we are, we can share our family daily confession. We speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl of our family, our extended family. According to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11, we decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now to him who's able to keep us from falling and present our faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Jude 1, verses 24 and 25.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Somebody already got healed. Hallelujah. Somebody already got delivered. Somebody already got a breakthrough. Hallelujah. You may not see it now, but the breakthrough has already happened in your life. And when you get back to where you go, and you get back to where you live, and when you get back to what you do, you're going to find a breakthrough in all ways. How kind of love will happen in your life? Well, blessed be God. We look at the man go now. At this time, I need to add. Well, I don't have to ask Pastor Peaches. Because I've got Pastor Peaches what time it is, but she knows what time it is. What time is it, Pastor Peaches?
Time for the word.
Well, blessed be God. And see, I have a gentleman here that I have known for years. And I want to let you know he has car glass. See, if folks don't say amen, hallelujah to what you're saying, you can stay for 3 hours and preach, okay? Hallelujah. Jesus. Oh, he said, Lord, I got something else to do. Let the Lord have his way. I met this brother several years ago. I was standing on the corner eating the tuna. No, I wasn't. I was in front of Lexington Market.
Hallelujah.
I was giving out, what was I giving out? I was there to bring God focuses. Other thing, I was just giving out stuff. I love to give. I guess y'all found that out, y'all.
Yeah.
I love to give.
Hallelujah.
And the brother was driving by, and he saw me out there. And something drew him to me. I think it was the spirit of the living God.
Hallelujah.
Because he's a tight himself. He came
Thank
over
God.
And talked about a situation he had in his family. And he was dealing with it. And I think we touched it. We prayed about it. And things were resolved in a few days, wasn't it?
Hallelujah.
Praise God. So ever since, he's been a fine brother. He's been a brother. The brother has a gift. I mean, he's talking about giving heart.
Yes.
That's one of the seven pillars of wisdom.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Giving heart.
Amen.
Brother got the giving heart.
Hallelujah.
And I mean, we got post boxes delivered to us on our way. We had to find people to give it to. God, call people up on the phone.
Amen.
Hallelujah, glory to God. You know, sometimes we ask the Lord to bless you. He bless you more than you.
Yeah.
He
more than enough.
Look, you say, you can give us about 8, 10. Well, you got maybe 15 boxes of unimportant work. It's all right, because we find people to give, to sow and give.
Amen.
This man is a sower.
Yes.
But he's a mighty man of valor.
Yes, thank you.
Shaped in the image of God, full of integrity, he's a mighty maker in Jesus' name. I present to some and introduce none other than Pastor Jason Roosevelt. God bless you.
Repent from the Lord, actually, before I even think, you know, my sister when I met Bishop Bird, we were looking for my sister. My sister was missing downtown. And I saw Bishop, and my sister had some problems. And I saw Bishop, and the Lord say, stop. Say something. I'm talking. I'm talking to God himself. I was with my sister, and I said, y'all go ahead and finish talking. The Lord say, stop and say something. You know? So I tell him, I say, listen, my sister's missing, but the Lord says, your spirit is all down here. Through you, he's all down here. So won't you pray for my sister? Sure, we found her a couple days later, not 2 days later, we found her. I had to repent for the Lord because I go see her on Sundays. My wife and I have been going to see her regularly on Sunday. Matter of fact, she was over in the house on Father's Day. And I was going to see her today, and I agonized the timing of getting here. We do services, and I'm agonizing with the time of getting her and picking her up. And I had forgotten, Bishop, I just thank God for you, that connection. And God would change the message today, even when the bishop was talking. And I just want to thank God for you and what God is doing in and through you. First, let me just give honor to the man of God, Bishop. I just thank you. I thank you for just our connection. It shows me. When I'm talking to you, you are an encourager. I thank you for your prayer. Thank God for your lovely wife, Pastor Peaches, and you guys are on a mission for God, and we see the commitment of God. That's what God asked for us, to have that commitment. And we see two men of God, the men and women of God, committed to him, not for form or fashion. Because it is. So I just thank God. I thank God for for Brother Harry. I thank God for seeing him. God just changed the message with Brother Harry. I'm sitting here and God, and I'm wondering why Brother Harry's here. He's the one I see when I come to the door. And God would change the message. Why? Because it was for me, and that's the message today. I want to share with you guys the message that God has given me. The Bible declares that prayer is important for the believer.
Yes.
Prayer is important for the believer.
Yes.
I've entitled the message, God would tell me, say, tell them that what is the essence of prayer?
Hallelujah.
The essence of prayer. We pray, and as a believer, I know I'm saved. I know I love the Lord.
Yes.
I know I love. The question is, how do I love the Lord? I pray. The question is, how do I pray? Why do I pray? What do I pray? But through prayer, that essence of prayer resolves in an affirmation inside of me of who God is.
Yes.
I can't pray unless I affirm inside of me that God is able to do that thing in which I'm asking him to.
Amen.
I've got to make that affirmation inside of me before I see how the Bible says, let a man, if any man ask of God, if he lacks wisdom, he can ask of God. But when he prays, the Bible says that he's got to pray doing what?
Believing.
That he's going to answer.
Yes.
He said, if that man does not believe, let him not expect to get anything from God. The essence of prayer. The essence of prayer.
Yes.
Starts with a belief that God is able to do the very thing that I'm praying for him to do. Apart from works of righteousness that I've done, amen, but because he's God. The essence of prayer. The essence of prayer is that. The Bible says, I wrote this down real fast, and I thank God I know it. Bishop, please let me keep me aware of my time.
He must be finished before 7.
Okay. I thought it was 8, but I'm going to cut it down. I had a couple scriptures. If you don't have your Bible, you're going to need your Bible. I'm a Bible guy. I believe the Bible.
These Bibles means your head. We got Bibles.
My opinion means nothing to God.
Hallelujah.
You're going to need your Bible with me. You're going to need it.
Amen.
I got a couple scriptures. The scripture teaches the scripture. Never forget it.
Hallelujah.
Romans, the book of Romans, and Romans, the 8th chapter. We're going to do, just to give you a little quick, we're going to do Romans 8,
uh-huh.
And we're going to do 1 John 5, right turn. Romans 8 chapter, 1 John 5, right turn, right? Romans 8 says, listen to what he says. He says, talking, he's speaking to the believer. The Bible is the love letter to believers. It's not to unbelievers. It's for unbelievers to be saved. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Yes.
To the believer, look. So watch what Paul writes to the Romans. He says, Romans the 8th chapter, verse 24. He says, for we are saved in this hope, but hope that is not seen. For what does one still hope for that he sees? And he's saying that I'm saved because the Bible says, and the hope of eternal life with God, who cannot lie, is promised before. It's anticipating that hope. I mean, in anticipation, right? He says, look what verse 26. He says, now we're saved. He's talking to believers. He says, we're saved. He says, but verse 26, likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we don't even know what we should pray for as we ought to pray. We don't even know what to pray for, but look what God has said, that Spirit that dwells in, the Spirit himself makes intercession for us in groanings which cannot be uttered. He says, look, now turn to 1 John now, because I just wanted to, that's the foundational truth. 1 chapter. Yeah, y'all. You guys pray for me as I'm trying to
make it.
Hallelujah.
So what we know is that when we are praying, because the essence of prayer comes with an understanding of prayer. The understanding that, first of all, I don't even know what I'm praying for. Why? Because my prayers sometimes can be selfish for the wrong reasons. But the prayer that I pray has to be predicated on the power of God.
Yes.
Prayer predicated on power. The power of God, not on my righteousness, because I'm even a believer.
Hallelujah.
I have access to the throne of grace because I'm a believer.
Yes.
I have access.
Yes.
I have access. Watch what John said. I love John because you know what John talks about? John talks about the practical side of knowing Jesus Christ. He talks about the practical side of my walk in the Lord. I need to know that because I'm going through some things and I'm praying and I'm wondering why it's not. Why it's not answered. I'm praying and I'm saying, God, what is going on? Then I stop praying or I drift. Or sometimes I wonder if God even hears me. Wow. Sometimes I wonder why, because God acts on his timing, not mine.
Uh-huh.
But when I understand the power of prayer, what the practical side of what my prayer is predicated on, the practical side of what my prayer is predicated on, the foundational truth of what I'm praying, why I'm praying, it's about God, not about me. It's about God showing his power in my life, not him showing his power because of me.
Amen.
Not because of me.
Yeah.
I'm a child of God, right?
Yeah.
I am a child of God. And he's going to do what he do because I'm a child of God. But because of who he is, the Bible says we love God because he first loved us. Because he first loved us.
Hallelujah.
He first loved us. Look at 1 John, because I love this verse. Look, he says that, let's go with verse 13, because I always want to make the foundational truth is I know Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
The foundational truth is you have to know Jesus Christ in order to have power. Friend. Jesus says
right.
that I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and no man coming to the Father. You have many unbelievers that seek to pray and they talk about praying, but God don't hear them. God said, listen, God don't hear them in the sense of that. Why? Because they don't have access. That access comes from knowing Jesus Christ. And look what God's answer to the unbeliever is. Here's my son.
Hallelujah.
Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
Hallelujah.
That's the message to the world.
Yes.
The inherent, listen, the inherent knowledge of God is not enough for salvation. Because I know there's a God is not enough for salvation.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Bible says that God is placed in all of us. Romans 1, right? He's placed in all of us that he is. Why? So we all will be without excuse. But Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for the gospel is the power of God and the salvation of all that believe.
Yes.
You understand that there's two, so what? Because I'm a believer,
hallelujah.
This is my verse.
Yes, yes.
This is my verse. I can claim this verse. Look, he says, these things, verse 13, Romans, I'm sorry, 1 John 5, 13. These things have I written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God. Watch. He said, listen, he's speaking to a segment of people who have believed, who have trusted in the name of Jesus, right, and the Son of God. He says, that you may know that you have eternal life.
Hallelujah.
He didn't say it might be, could be. God spoke and said it, and it is. He say that you may know that you have eternal life, right, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. The access. He gives us access to God. He gives us access. But because of Jesus Christ, we have access.
Hallelujah.
I've got to understand, because of Jesus Christ, I have access to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Because of Jesus Christ, I have not got works of righteousness that I've done, but according to his grace, he saved me.
Yes.
His grace is unmerited favor, undeserved favor.
Yes.
What, Pastor, why you keep saying that? Why? Because I need to know that.
Hallelujah.
I need to know because I'm in Christ, because I know Jesus Christ, I have access. Not because I said it, because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, when I was yet without sin in due time, Christ died for me.
Hallelujah.
And because of that, I have access. Why? Because I believe. Listen, look at 1 John 13, because I believe in the name of the only Son of God.
Hallelujah.
Have you believed today?
Hallelujah.
That's the question. The question, listen, the question of whether my prayer gets answered, right, has to do with me believing.
Yes.
Wow. If the scripture said it, not me. It has to do with me believing in the Son of God, believing that God is able. Watch, I'm going to show you. Believing that God is able to do what he said he can do because he's God, not because of me. Let's let the scripture teach that lesson. Look what it says, verse 14. He says, now this is the confidence, the assurance. This is the, remember, the internal affirmation that God is able to do what he's calling him.
Hallelujah.
The internal affirmation, that's my confidence. That I know, that I know, that I know Jesus Christ. And I have confidence, right? This is the confidence that what? That, listen. This is the confidence that we have in him.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
This is the confidence, when I'm praying, this is the confidence that I have in him. Listen, not in the thing that I'm praying for. It's not about what I'm praying for getting answered. God wants us to have confidence in him when I'm praying to the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
It's all about the glory of God,
yes.
Not me having my prayers answered.
Hallelujah.
It's about me having confidence that my prayers will be answered.
Thank you, Jesus.
That my prayer, watch, I'm sharing the scripture, right?
Hallelujah.
He's like, this is the confidence that we have in him. Listen,
hallelujah.
That if we ask anything.
Yes.
Not something, not most things. If I, because I'm a believer, I've trusted in Jesus Christ, this is the confidence that I have if I ask anything.
Mm-hmm. Well,
if I ask anything, listen what it says. It says, the Bible says, and I'm not saying, if I ask anything, right, according to his will.
According to his will. Glory to God.
According, remember, to the glory of God, not the glory of me. According to the will, to his will, right? He does what? He hears us, my God.
Thank you, Jesus.
If I ask anything, I've got to affirm in my heart, I know God hears me. It's not about, listen, it's not about the end result. He wants me to confirm and affirm in my heart that he hears me. Paul would tell Timothy, right? In 1 Timothy, he would say, I know to whom I believe. And I know he's able to keep that which I've committed until that day.
Yeah.
I've got to affirm that in my walk with Jesus Christ, that he's on my side. And I know he hears me.
Because
I'm a believer in Jesus Christ. I've trusted him. It's not about the circumstances. I've got to believe that God is in the circumstances. God can change my circumstances. Why? Because I've trusted in Jesus Christ. And according to his will, he hears me. He will answer. The Bible says, he said, his word will not return void. God, listen, God stands by his word. His word just said he hears me. He hears me. I've got to affirm that. It's not about my life being peaches and cream. It's about me understanding the glory of God is about him, not about me. He wants me to believe he's able to do that very thing that I'm
not able to. Hallelujah.
Now unto him who's able to keep us from falling.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says it, right?
Yes.
To him who's able to present us faultless before his throne with exceeding glory. Be honor, dominion. That's about glory. The glory always goes to God.
Hallelujah.
It always goes to God. When I'm praying, the glory goes to God when I pray, believing he's able to do what he said he's going to do.
Yeah.
It's that affirmation inside of me that God gets glory from.
Yeah.
Wow. We think it's when he answers the prayer. He gets the glory when I believe he's going to answer my prayer. Ha. That's when his glory, that's when he moves. He moves when I'm lining up with the scripture and I say, God, I believe, man, well, watch, we would be conformed to the image of his son. Our Lord would hang on the cross and he would say, listen, God, and I'm paraphrasing, he says, listen, take this cup from me. And he came to an understanding. He said, but you know what? Not my will, but thy will be done.
Hallelujah.
We got to pray with that affirmation in our heart, believing that his will shall be done. When I pray according to his will, it's going to happen according to his will. According to his will.
Hallelujah.
According to his will. And that real fast, verse 15 will close out with this. He says, listen. Now he says now, verse 14. Now this is the confidence that I have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears me.
Yeah.
Now watch verse 15. Let the scripture teach the scripture, right? Listen, he says, and if we know that he hears us. Affirmation. I've got to affirm in my heart. I know God hears me. If I know God hears, listen, if I know God hears me, what am I worrying about?
Amen. Hallelujah.
What is going on inside of me? That's
Hallelujah.
Not God. God says, if you know I hear you, you should be at peace. Remember, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and what?
Peace.
Many in the body of Christ,
uh-huh.
we struggle with peace.
Uh-huh.
We struggle with peace. I know I'm saved and I struggle with the issues of life, the issues of the world. I'm talking about me.
Uh-huh.
I'm going through it. And as many times I got to go to the Word and I have to trust in God. He says, if I know he hears me, watch this. If we know he hears us.
Yes.
Whatever we ask,
yes.
we know that we have petitions that we have asked him.
Yes.
What he's saying is I have to rest in the fact that I know he's heard me. I've taken it to the throne of grace.
Hallelujah.
I've taken it to God. I know I've got to affirm that he's able to do it according to his will, and I'm to continue to live a life that honors God.
Hallelujah.
I'm to continue to live a life in obedience to God. I'm to continue to, the word is trust God. Not the circumstances, not the situation. Watch when I trust God, because I know that all things work together for good to them that love God. I know that if God be for me, who can be against? I know that neither death nor life nor angels nor principles nor things present nor things past nor height nor depth can separate me from the love of God. I have to affirm that in my heart. And when I affirm it in my heart, I walk with my head up high.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Doing the work of the Lord, always abounding in the work of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's where the believer has to get. Today we become so complacent that the Bible calls it a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof.
Yes.
I acknowledge his power when I say I know that I prayed and I know that he's heard me.
Thank you, Jesus.
I acknowledge that. So my prayer as we go forward, that we would be encouraged to just trust God. He already has it done. We talk this stuff. We talk it. I believe God, I trust God. I got to walk it.
Yes.
I got to walk it.
Amen.
I got to rest in it.
Hallelujah.
I cannot, a double-minded man is unstable in the goal. He can't be trusted.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So I just want to encourage you guys. That's the word for me today.
Thank you.
Praying that God would give it to you too.
Hallelujah.
That you would receive it. That he say, I got it.
Thank you,
Jesus.
I got it.
Thank you.
I'm above your circumstance. I'm in the moment.
Hallelujah.
Hagar said, listen, Hagar said, the God that sees all sees me. In Jesus' name, let us pray. Father, we thank you as we read your word, God, and we just thank you as we affirm what you said already in your word, God, that we can trust you to do the very word says that you would never leave us nor forsake us, God. Your word says that you are our light and our salvation. And whom should we fear? You are the strength of our lives, God. As we go through in this world today, God, in the situations that are common to man, God, you said that you are faithful. Have your way in our lives. And to all who are in this, that not only hear God on radio land, God, as we go forward, help us to proclaim the power of God to do what only he can do, God. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you for this ministry. We thank you for the man and woman of God. We thank you for those who are here, God. And we ask you now that you would touch the hearts of all who are listening if they don't know Jesus Christ as Savior. This message is not for them, God. We pray that they would come. The Bible says that if they would call upon the name of the Lord, they would be saved, God. The Bible says that if they would confess with their mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in their heart, that God has raised them from the dead, they will be saved. Have your way in those circumstances and their circumstances. But God, we ask that you would just get the glory as only you can. In Jesus' name and for Christ's sake we pray. Amen. Thank you, brother.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen again. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Amen, amen, a little louder, amen, a little louder, amen, let the church say, amen, 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 hallelujah, bless the name of the Lord, I tell you. Thank God for his word. Hallelujah. We thank God for the mighty man of valor that shared the word today. You know, as he was sharing, I saw three scriptures that just jumped into my head. Hallelujah. Matthew 21:22. Glory to God. Mark 9:23. And Mark 11:24. Y'all check that out. Write that down too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because you need to receive if you don't believe. don't care what you do. And then what you're asking, you must, it must be in the will of God. I want to get this so I can make my neighbors jealous. You've been waiting for a long time.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. God wants you to do something in the will of God. That's why he got to you. So we thank God for the mighty man of valor. I'm going to see if I can get back in my seat. Deacon AJ, if you would come up here for a second. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word. I'm going to go over to my seat in a minute. Hold that for a second.
Uh-huh.
You can put that on the front. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And you can hold this too. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. We'll do what he says. Bless and obey. Hey, go on the way. Lord, and I'll make you my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah.
child of God. That's what you are now. It's that simple. To ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart and to forgive you of your sins. Hallelujah. And you'll cross over from death unto life. Hallelujah. Just that simple. Just that easy. Hallelujah. And the angels in heaven rejoice over one.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The ashes, they welcome Jesus Christ in their heart. Hallelujah. If you have repeated that prayer, hallelujah, please give us a call when the broadcast goes over. At 410-444-5152. If you need a Bible, let us know. Hallelujah. You need communion elements, let us know. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We will make a way to get these things to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Declared that healing, signs, and wonders.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.